Hello, my name is Pete McCall, and welcome to episode 37 of All About Fitness. On today's Quick Fit Tips, I'm going to talk about current trends and what we're going to see in the next few years in the fitness industry. First, for people that have been listening regularly, or if you're just tuning into the podcast, I want to apologize. I've been on a little hiatus the last few weeks. I have some great content coming up. I have some great interviews, but I also teach at a teaching college. I teach an exercise physiology program and have a couple consulting projects that I work on as a obviously as an education consultant. So I've been busy the last few weeks, which has not allowed me time to sit down and do these podcasts. So I'm getting back to it, and I'm going to start today with just a brief discussion about some trends. Number one, of the things we've seen for the last few years is we have seen an emergence of boutique studios. We've seen an emergence of smaller studios coming in and really changing the landscape of the fitness industry. I mean, if you think back to about 10, 12 years ago, yeah, there were small studios, but, you know, said some yoga studios, maybe a few Pilates studios, but there wasn't the proliferation that we've had in the last 5 years. So for the past few years, people have been going to bar studios, cycling studios, CrossFit, and a number of other studios because studios provide a couple different things. Number one, they provide a more intimate experience. Number two, and which leads to the number two thing, is they provide a sense of community. While many health clubs can provide this, a lot of the larger ones simply just aren't able to. And because they're so large and because they're such high volume, people feel like they're lost, which is one reason why people have been, why fitness consumers have been leaving health clubs and going to boutique studios. But what I think we're going to see in the next few years, in fact, what I know we're going to see in the next few years, is we're going to see an emergence of online streaming workouts. Already there are services like Daily Burn, Booyah, you have Peloton, Flywheel just announced a online at-home workout program. But as we get better at streaming services, as more people get interested in fitness, we are going to see more and more at-home streaming services. We're also already starting to see health clubs team up with streaming services. 24-Hour Fitness is teaming up with Daily Burn to offer reduced Daily Burn workouts to 24-Hour Fitness members. That way, if people can't make it to a fitness facility for a workout, they can log into their online Daily Burn account and still get their sweat on. So the first trend that we're going to see in the next couple of years is an emergence of online at-home streaming workouts. This is going to actually, it's going to have a serious effect on the boutique studio industry. And if the health clubs use it right, it can actually be a way that health clubs can offer more services to their members. The second trend we're going to see is kind of return to, return to ancient techniques of strength training. We've kind of seen this a little bit with CrossFit and with the use of kettlebells, because kettlebells are not a new invention. Kettlebells have been around for a few hundred years, and they just, you know, if you can find pictures of kettlebells from the late 1870s and 1880s, if you go to a great website and blog called oldtimestrongman.com, and on that website, you'll also notice that there are Indian clubs, medicine balls, you have climbing apparatus, you have gymnastics apparatus. So it's kind of like for the last little while, we're having a return to what is old is new again. And I think we're going to continue seeing this in the fitness industry because I don't know about you guys, I'm not a tech person. I mean, I can use tech. Obviously, I'm recording something on a computer. If you're listening to me right now, you're listening to something on a computer. So we have a basic, we can use tech from a basic level. But I'm much more comfortable around heavy stuff than I am around technology. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. People don't want to have to log into account. People don't want to have to download information from a tracker. People don't want to have to like upload stuff. So kind of like the first trend that I talked about was the technology to be able to bring workout home. The second trend that we're seeing, and we're going to continue seeing in the future, is kind of a return to ancient techniques. You're seeing Indian clubs. I wrote recently an article, and I'll link this below in the show notes. I recently wrote an article about the use of a mace. That's right, a mace, the ancient warrior weapon of knights and battles, is actually being used for strength training. It's a really cool technique. A company called Onnit, based out of Austin, Texas, is making that more popular. So besides, besides the mace and Indian clubs, you're going to see just kind of a return to what works, which is lifting heavy stuff and doing a bunch of different activities. That's what CrossFit is. CrossFit is kind of a tap back to the, to 120 years ago of what was called physical culture. The era of physical culture was dominated by strongmen like Arthur Saxon, Eugene Sandow, who is actually the Sandow Trophy of Mr. Olympia is named after him. This was the era when people first started paying attention to exercise as a component of health. And we've been evolving since then. So the second trend we're going to see, you know, they're kind of competing trends. They're kind of not necessarily conflicting, but the second trend we're going to see is a return to some ancient strength training techniques, or return to old school strength training techniques because they work. So if you're not streaming your workouts from home, if you're not doing that at home, you'll be picking up heavy stuff and doing workouts with equipment that's been around for years and has maybe been redesigned or repurposed to work in the fitness health club environment. Number three is we're going to continue to see, and what's fascinated me is the trend of social media. It seems like social media was developed specifically for personal trainers in the fitness industry. Platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube allow fitness professionals to connect directly with their end user consumers by providing them with information. You may be listening to this on YouTube at some point as a free audio file. And what we're going to see is we've already seen this where trainers are putting more and more of their information online through social media platforms to sell workouts that people can do on their own. So you're starting to see trainers that are making multiple tens of thousands of dollars by doing this. You have Kayla Itzings out of Australia, who is generating a few million dollars a year in revenue from her online programs. Now, this doesn't mean they're not going to work, but just understand what you're buying. You're buying a kind of a pre-canned program that is going to provide you with some solutions, but may not be the solutions for your specific needs. So what we're going to continue seeing is the emergence of trainers using social media, using the internet as a platform for how they engage with their clients. Again, this is going to have an impact on boutique studios. And if you're listening to this and you own a studio, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to let you know that there is going to be some competition coming out there. It's going to be in the form of streaming services. It's going to be in the form of social media-based trainers offering online programs. So you have to know what your competition is in order to be prepared to meet it head on. So trend number one, streaming services. Trend number two, what's old is new again, or return to kind of ancient technology. Trend number three is the use of social media to really connect with an audience. So I think between streaming and social media, we're not going to see the need for huge health clubs or for so many health clubs. But that leads me to trend number four, which is the role that health clubs do play, because I am a huge proponent of health clubs. I worked for a couple of the largest health club companies for a number of years. I consult with health club companies now. I am a huge fan of health clubs. And what health clubs missed, or what health clubs haven't done well, and this is some, not all, but what some health clubs haven't done well is they haven't created a sense of community within their facility. There are clubs out there that do that extremely well. I recently spent some time at various locations of a company called Club Sport. They're basically a West Coast. They're in California and Oregon. But they do a very good job. I was up in their Portland location not long ago, and I was really impressed at the sense of community that they've created. What I really noticed was I was in there on a Friday night. I was going to do a workshop on Saturday, so I was in there Friday night checking it out. The amount of families that were there working out, their parents working out with their kids, teenagers and maybe college age kids, but that was really neat to see. And the clubs, if you own a health club or if you go to a health club, look for a club. If you own a health club, make sure your club is creating a club, creating a community. And if you're looking for a health club, you want to know, what does that club do to foster the sense of community? The company Equinox does a fabulous job of putting information out on its Furthermore blog and providing a lot of information to its members via staff. Lifetime Fitness does a fabulous job of creating different programming that engages all members of their facility. So the companies that the health club and fitness companies that understand how to create community and how to create kind of a sense of everybody in this together are going to be the ones that stand out, are going to be the ones that stand out significantly from their competition. Finally, the fifth trend we're going to see is the emergence of themed clubs, themed health clubs. Because when you look at it, a lot of the health clubs out there in the marketplace now are kind of a general, come into us, use our treadmills, use our weight equipment, but there's no theme. There's no really, you're not joining something, you're joining a facility. But recently you've started seeing Spartan Race has announced they're going to announce a health club where Spartan Race has been developing group fitness programs, but Spartan Race is going to be starting to develop a branded Spartan Race health club where you can do specific Spartan Race training. I've talked to some people who've been involved with working with various, I'm not going to want to say the professional organization, but they're working with owners from one of the professional sports franchises. And the owners of this one professional sports league are interested in their towns, in their markets, creating themed health clubs based on the local sports team. And this is just an example. It's not the league, but say in the NBA, the LA Clippers want to have the LA Clippers health club, or the LA Lakers want to have the LA Lakers health club. You can have the same workout experience as your favorite LA Laker or basketball players. So that's something to keep an eye out for. Is you're going to see specific themed health clubs that are going to be targeted towards a specific audience. And I think that's brilliant, because that's a way to tap into people who might be fans. If I'm a Dodgers fan, I might not buy a health club membership, but if I can buy a membership to a club that's tied into or affiliated with or is a Dodgers branded health club, and now I can get sort of the same workout experience as professional baseball players, I think that's going to be something that's going to blow up. We're seeing that with UFC gyms. I've done some work with UFC gyms, and they've done a fabulous, fabulous job of recreating the workout experience in their facility. On previous episodes of All About Fitness, I interviewed the VP of International Development for UFC Gym. I also interviewed the fitness director, Robbie McCullough, a former professional kickboxer. And so if you want to learn more about UFC Gyms, you can listen to those podcasts. But one of the things I've been impressed with UFC Gyms is I thought it would be really marketed towards the, faux hawk, Eddie Hardy wearing MMA crowd. But they've done a fabulous job of really programming for all levels of fitness and for families. They're one of the few gyms I've seen that really try to promote kids or ages 12 and 13 and up to join in and take group fitness classes with their parents. And I think that is one of the coolest things out there. So fitness trends, or popular fitness exercise trends, you're going to see in the coming year or two. We have first, more streaming services, more streaming workouts. Second, the return of kind of old-time strongman or old-time strength training techniques. We can see this in CrossFit. I'd also recommend checking out Onnit, because they're doing some really cool things, onnit.com. The third trend we're going to continue seeing is the emergence of social media trainers, so that trainers will be able to interact and work with their clients via social media. Trend number four is the role of the health club as a community center, and really health clubs playing a role in developing a sense of community. And trend number five are branded and themed health clubs that kind of tie into a specific market segment that interests a specific crowd, like UFC Gym, like Spartan Race. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Pete McCall. This has been an All About Fitness Quick Fit Tip. This has been an All About Fitness Quick Fit Tip. Please keep checking in. And if you like this podcast, if you listen to this podcast regularly, please do me a favor and stop in and give us a rating on iTunes or Stitcher or whoever you listen to, because I would love, love, love to have other people expose this information. As a college professor of exercise science, as a longtime personal trainer and strength coach, and somebody who's in his 40s now, all I'm trying to do is get information out there about how you can use exercise to enhance your life. And here's a really cool thing. If you do it right, you can use exercise to slow down the aging process. If you want to learn how to do that, keep tuning in. Thanks for stopping by. My Instagram is PeteMcCall_fitness. My Twitter feed is PeteMC_fitness. And I put out all my blogs and articles on Twitter. They're free, so you don't have to pay anything for them. And that's a great way to stay in touch and learn more about how you can use fitness to slow down the aging process. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.